Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and you know what? I'm glad it's hump day. Now we only have 5 more working days until Monday. So we've got half of this done. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7 after 7 right here on KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's off this week. And it's getting a lot of things done that she needs to get done, that we need to get done. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Gosh, good morning, Jarhead. You're already in there. Good morning, Bad Bob. You know what? How did it feel to drive in today when you didn't have rain pelting you?
Boy, I tell you, the last couple of days have been something. We get a little bit of a break today. Generally cloudy skies and a high near 55 degrees, increasing clouds tonight. Looks like our next chance of rain will be a Thursday evening, and possibly over an inch of rain that will continue throughout the weekend. Let's see, looking ahead, we'll see some sun peeking through on Sunday, a couple of days clear, and then more rain moving in middle of next week. So off and on pattern right now. It is 46 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Get senior and veterans discounts. Good morning, everybody. Wow, a lot of things going on. Okay, there's a school in Louisiana, and it's not a large school, but it's become famous in Louisiana. It's in the town of Destrehan, Louisiana. And for the fourth time in 10 years, a school teacher there has been arrested for having carnal relations with a student. This is the fourth student in 10 years. He said, well, you know, I mean, in the same school, it's not a large school. And the first case was a music teacher, you know, was fired for having carnal relations with two female students. Then it was two teachers having relationships with several students at the same time. And then this latest one is the geography teacher having relations with a female student. And get this, the school psychologist says, you know, I'm afraid that the parents are going to start losing faith in the ability of the school, quite you know, possibly, for us to take care of their kids. And, yeah. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you think? I mean, but how do you check for something like this? I mean, nobody's going to put on their form. Do you plan on having carnal relations with any of the students? You know, they're all going to say no. I would hope, and if they said yes, I hope that would be kind of a disqualifier. Or can you even ask them that? I'm sure you can ask them that.
I'm sure you can.
Are you planning on breaking the law by having carnal relations with anybody in our school system that's under the age of 18?
But this is nothing new. It's just I think we're far more aware of it. And the supposition that it's the guy teachers chasing the nubile females is blown out of the water
because
the number of female teachers getting busted.
It's another thing. And the other thing, too, is that the teachers, at least the photos they've got of these teachers, they're attractive women, and yet they're hitting on 15- and 16-year-old guys, and they're in their 20s. I mean, there's something wrong there. Is this why they became a teacher?
Now, I am hearing from some friends that the pool of 20, 30-something males who do not suffer from, you know, video game idiot-itis is quite small, and it has led to these women looking for their affections
elsewhere.
Some
of these women are married. Come on. Well, you're right, though. You know, if they're not. But see, okay, that's one thing, is to then go out and have an affair with somebody your own age. But a student in school, I mean, you kind of send your kid off to school so that they can learn things besides what their geography teacher looks like without her clothes on. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to have some kind of trust in this part. And you know what? I mean, you know, this is, of course, not all the it's a small percentage. And you're right, though, but maybe it's because it is a small percentage that, you know, it hits the headlines and all that. And then, of course, you get the thing where
the bites dog.
Yeah, well, and then you get the thing where they're saying, you know, he's a 16-year-old guy and his hot teacher comes on to him. I mean.
Thank you, Van Halen.
Yeah, thank you, Van Halen.
And we laugh about it, but okay. In some cases, this can cause lasting psychological damage.
We're not laughing about it. It's you're right. It can be. I mean, they could think from then on that older women are going to chase them around, and their grades and their job relies on it.
Well, there was that really tacky television show that thankfully didn't last long. What was it, Cougar High or something like that?
Don't even want to hear about it. Oh, you know what? Don't even want to go
they
there.
They couldn't get that thing off the air fast enough.
Well, you know, was it worse than My Mother, the Car? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one? You can't. I mean, this was like when I was a kid.
I've heard of the show. I've never actually watched an episode.
Jerry Van Dyke and his mom came back as
a car.
As a car.
Right.
In 1947 something. I'm not sure. Hey, the guy from Tower of Power died.
Yes, Mick Gillette. And leading one of the premier horn sections. I'll dig up some of their material as we go through the morning.
He passed away. We got that word yesterday, but we were in the middle of you know, paying homage to Glenn Frey from the Eagles. You know what? I regret now. I've had chances to go see the Eagles before, and just, you know, I didn't because I don't go to concerts a lot. But Linda and I were talking about the next time that they came close to here, that we, you know, save your money and go down there and see them.
Yeah.
You know, and now hell freezes over.
Start watching the Indian casinos because that's where all these old bands go. You know?
Well, it's not them. I mean, you know what? They came out with when they got back together. I mean, sold out stadiums, and there's a great documentary about the Eagles that is just fantastic. Okay, hey, a lot of things. We're going to be talking to Susan Eastman today. She's a Wells Fargo advisor. I want to talk to her about the stock market and what's going on there. You know, they're selling off more oil, or oil is down below $28 a barrel, and the stocks, the energy stocks are being sold quickly.
The Russians have actually had to curtail their space program endeavors because they can't afford it because the price of oil dropped so much, which of course means that the Indians and the Chinese will be leading the charge into the space age. How encouraging.
Yeah, but
is
you
got
to remember is the Chinese also buy a lot of oil. And, you know, and
they're suffering.
Didn't they just pass a law that says we can now start selling oil to other countries? We know before we couldn't be selling it, but now we can start exporting oil again.
And, of course, Iranian oil is on the market, pushing prices down even further.
Well, the Saudis are dumping oil because they want to ruin the Iranian economy, and I can understand that. I would, too, if I was them. Okay.
Go out and get that Hummer.
Now go out and get the Hummer. Right. Now's the time to go out and get that big truck.
That's what
truck.
Sparked the last one. Prices dumped in the 90s. Everybody went out and bought these monster SUVs.
I want to come back and talk about Hillary. I want to take a break here. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. This is really serious. I mean, up to now, you know, it's been serious. I mean, she's put her emails on her own private server. I mean, what were firewalls? Were there any type of government oversight? No, she's destroyed them all. But now they're starting to find all these emails. And this latest batch they found, you know, frankly, it's a little scary. And it's, you just don't want Hillary to you don't want Hillary to win, and you're going to say anything.
That's, right.
Well, no, I'm not going to say anything. You know what? People will say, you know, a woman called me a misogynist the other day, I think. I'm not sure. It was one of those written things because I was writing about women in boot camp, how they want to try and put women, you know, mix them into the integrate platoons of men and women. I've trained those before. I have trained officers that were integrated men and women, and
you know what? I hate to say this to you. The women's, not this part, that the women scored much higher on the test on the average. And they're, you know, they do have leadership quality. Of course they have great leadership qualities and they're tenacious. You know, but you know, they're just not yet are they strong enough to go through the physical trials it takes to be in the infantry. I mean, a day after day after day grind. And to get into a fight, at least, you know, oh, well, the guy's 165, 175 pounds fighting a 145-pound guy. You know, he's got a chance. Yeah. But if he's a 165-pound guy fighting a 104-pound guy, it's not fair. And the strength thing, and that's where I'm basing it on, nothing else. And yet, and then I quoted a girl by the name of Jude Eden, combat veteran, a woman who was a combat veteran from the Marine Corps in Afghanistan. And I just put her thoughts on it. She writes a lot better than I ever will, on women and boot camp and the problems there. And then somebody kind of goes across there saying I was a misogynist. I try not to be misogynist. Don't they hate women?
As somebody who has unfortunately ticked off the occasional woman in my life, I'll tell you, there is no lack of fighting spirit. But when it comes down to hand-to-hand combat, come on, numbers.
It's just a whole thing. Anyway, but it's a number of other things, too, that I was commenting on about how the Marine Corps was only given 15 days to come up with a plan to completely integrate all of their training. 15 days? Are you kidding? This is Mavis getting even with the Marine Corps. For actually standing up and saying, hey, we did a study and we'd like to have an exemption for the infantry and the armor. Whoa. You know, and this is a payback type thing. And it's just, you know what? It's just when you think about a fighting force like the Marine Corps being treated like this, being called liars and then said, okay, do this and giving them 15 days to do something that would literally take just to try and come up with the plan. How do you house everybody? What kind of numbers do you train? How do you change the training so that you can do it, so you won't have women left on the sides there? I mean, you know, when you get into pukal stick fighting, what are you going to do? Women on women or man on woman? Because you do a lot of pukal stick fighting in boot camp. You just wail away on each other.
I'm sorry, you have a military for one reason, to kill the bad guys, period. End of conversation. Yeah. Everything else is secondary.
Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, we're just going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyotomi kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:23 in the morning. 47 degrees, going up to 58 today. It's going to be dry today while the rest of the weather moves in. We'll give it a chance for all that water that's standing on your property to sink down into the ground again. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, Flashdance is here. It's going to be here this Sunday, the 24th, at the Civic Auditorium. And I tell you what, here's your chance to see something that is just outstanding. This is a touring musical. That came from live, you know, it's live on stage, but it's a touring musical that comes back from New York, and it's just an outstanding musical. And tickets are $50 to $65 at the Civic Auditorium, and you know, and make sure you go to the Civic Auditorium to their website and not any others. It's the it'll be readingcivic.com. And not anything else, and you'll get the ticket. Some other ticket, you know, other places you go to, oh, they're going to want $100 for the same ticket, and it's just, you know, it's almost criminal the way they do that. And I am sure that I would hope somebody's looking into that kind of thing. But Flashdance this weekend, that's right. Okay, Hillary Clinton,
your happy number real quick before we move in.
Sure.
As of January 1st, 920 feet at Lake Shasta. As of last night, 945 feet. She's coming up, baby.
So she was going up
better than a foot
per
day.
A foot per day. Okay, we need that. Hey, Hillary Clinton's the news agencies got access to a letter being sent by the feds that said that they found not only top secret stuff on there, but they found special access program emails. Information, special access programs. Okay, you know, what is that? You can have a top secret. You can have a secret clearance, and you can have a top secret clearance. Then you can have a top secret clearance with a SCI, which means sensitive compartmented information. All these are different levels of classifications, but different levels of background checks you have to take too. And then you get into code words, and with your top secret
SCI, then you can get into code words. Code words will be the ones that cover the or discuss the different types of intel, how it's collected. You know, whether it's human intelligence or signals intelligence or measured electronic intelligence, all of this. And then there's another program. It's called the Special Access Program, SAP. The Special Access Program is even closer held. The Special Access Program, like if you're in, say, in a wing, air wing, a Special Access Program, the people able to see that are probably down to like three people. And it has to do with weapons and other things. I'm not talking about pistols, okay? I'm talking about the big guns, the, you know, nukes and other things. It's not just weapons, but it could be anything. But there's special access programs that only a very limited people have, you know, can read. Now, I had a top secret SCI code word clearance. Couldn't get much higher than what I had. But I didn't have access to those secret access programs. We had them locked up in our SCIF, and that's a facility that's backed, that's within like three different sets of guards and doors and all that. And that information was in there to be opened up by those people who only had access to it. And they had to be read into it. They had to read all these things and then sign their name and sign their lives away that, you know, if you ever say anything about this, you're going to go to jail. Well, they're finding special access program emails on her server. Now, it's one thing to say secret because you slap secret things on there. Now, it's another thing to say top secret because, you know, now you've really ramped it up. You get into special access programs, that is very, very, very close held information. And in this letter, they said they found special access program information in her emails on her server. You know, whether you agree or disagree about her abilities to lead the country, this is a serious breach. We just talked about Petraeus looking at maybe having the chance to be demoted, even though it's happened years ago, that you know, from a 4-star general down to a 3-star general, because he was convicted of not keeping classified material, not at this level, and letting it go adrift because he let the biography read it. Even though there was nothing ever came out of the classified, these were notebooks he had, and she got to read them when she's doing his biography. But he was convicted for that. And, you know, I think he got a 2-year suspension or suspended sentence and then a $100,000 fine. It's a felony, though. What Hillary Clinton has done, either through bad advice or whatever, not wanting people to be able to get into her servers and see how safe that is to have really, really stepped on it out there on the security side, on classifications and letting these things go out like this. Some people are going to say, "Well, what difference does it make?" Well, it makes a big difference because this is a serious breach of law here, of being able to trust your leadership. You know, that she did this knowingly, put these put all this information on these servers. You know, everybody. You know, I can see where some people can say, okay, look, this information's old, or you know, let's declassify it. Now you can declassify information. I've done that lots of times. You go through. You mark off all the classified markings, and guess what? It's no longer classified. If it meets all the requirements. If it doesn't, you can't declassify it. But if it meets all the requirements, like these exercises are over, or this deployment's over, or this has been, you know, it's hit the 5-year mark, you go back through, you declassify it. That's how all these these previously classified, now declassified material. That's why it gets out. Because after a certain length of time, you say, okay, it's no longer going to have an impact on our safety and security of the country. And then that way you cut it, you know, and then you just, literally with a black marker, you mark out the secret or top secret on it. And now it's unclassified. But once it meets all those criteria, though. So, anyway, special access programs are a lot different in many, many, many cases. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Susan Eastman's here. We're going to talk to her about what's going on in the stock market. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on vacation this week. It's 8, not even close to 8. It's 7:33 in the morning here on the 20th of January. 47 degrees out there, going up to 58. It's going to be dry today, but you know we need this time to let all the water in my backyard soak into so it's not just standing there. I'm watching Elk Killer on a boogie board going across the yard yesterday and having a great time. Comes back in soaking wet and then rolls on the rug or the furniture. So we have a big towel, and she comes running in. We try to catch her and put the towel on her and at least take off the outer layer of water. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches all over Northern California, all the way down to Stockton. Up here, Ted Leidy every one of his instructors are NRA instructors, National Rifle Association instructors, been through schools. Provides some of the most complete CCW training you're going to find up here. And if you don't have a gun, they will provide a gun and ammo so you can get your concealed carry license. that way, and then they'll help you find the right gun for you, because, you know, you have to find the right gun if you're going to carry. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Okay, I'm here with my friend and my hero of the stock of investment.
Today?
Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl.
Wells Fargo. She's the first vice president of investments and financial advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors.
Right on Park Marina Drive.
Park Marina Drive, that's right. Now,
this is my 20th year coming up in September.
All right, how'd you get into this?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for about 8 years, had graduated from college, and decided to get back into my career. And I've always worked for financial institutions. I worked for a bank when I was 16. After college, I worked for a savings and loan and survived the 1987 savings and loan crisis. And then stayed home for 8 years and went back to financials and got hired at A.G. Edwards in 1996 as an assistant for 3 hours a day so I could still take care of my children. And then I went out on my own in 2008 as a financial advisor.
Okay. Now
right
you're doing
in
that.
The thick of things.
2008. That wasn't a real good year, was it?
It was not, but I survived that.
But if you survived that, then now, I guess you're there.
And this morning we're having a little rough go in the market right now.
I was going to ask you about that. Now, I know you can't answer specific questions because of, you know, your
corporate rules.
Corporate rules. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, the stock market's dropped how much? 16%, 16%?
The high was 18,351.
Uh-huh.
And the low was 15,370 in August of 2015. We're headed that way right now. We have a Dow that's opened down 388 points this morning at 15,627. So that is 16% drop from the high.
Now, and a lot of this is attributed to the energy.
Right.
People are selling off a lot of their energy stocks.
Oil has reached a 12-month low today at $28 a barrel.
Wow.
And
I'm hearing
it has been in tandem. The stock market has been dropping at the same time. There's a lot of fear now, and oil is causing a lot of havoc. And now there's concern that the companies, they're losing a lot of money, and some oil companies, smaller companies, are actually not able to pay their debts and they're going bankrupt.
Do you see a parallel between this and the probably in a smaller range, of course, as the homes? Where people were, you know, where everybody was buying homes at these prices, and then they were leveraging their all these houses at these spectacular prices to get in other businesses. And when the market crashed, they had such, you know, then
right.
So many people just, you know, went into bankruptcy.
I think our economy is healthier than that right now, so
okay.
I would not say we're in a 2008 situation.
Okay.
But oil is a commodity, and we have to get through this slack that we have. And now Iran is also going to be pumping oil, which will just run out because of the sanctions being lifted. So we have to get through that. And as we turn the corner past March and hopefully in the summer months, we can resume and see oil change for the better.
You did say, though, this is probably a good time to buy.
Right.
It's a good time to buy because things
are... There's a point where there's capitulation, where selling is exhausted and then the buyers can step in. There's great dividend paying stocks that are just being beat up. And we still have a low interest rate environment. I know the Fed raised the rates just a smidge, but it's not really increasing the savings rate. Also, CD rates are still fairly low.
Isn't that interesting how the economy is just kind of starting to come back, maybe a little bit in some places, and then the Fed raises its rates?
Right.
I heard a lot of people say, why would you do that?
They were forced to do it. It was not putting any more money in the system, so they had to get to where they were moving forward, because staying in a low-rate environment is very, very tough for the economy overall.
It's tough on bankers, on
it
banks.
Is.
They don't make any money.
Exactly.
So,
and we want my bank to make money, to be healthy.
I'm glad you're honest about that. Well, it's capitalist, right? But it has been zero for,
12 years.
12 years? It's been zero?
Well, since 2008. That's
7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
Sorry
okay.
About that.
All right. Okay. Susan, thanks for that. You know, because, you know, they're saying is that, you know, oil could go down to $10 a barrel.
That's
have you heard that?
The Saudis I think, have that cost basis, and they'll do fine. But we hope that it doesn't, because that is going to just be very bad for our economy overall.
Yeah, it will be. And there's hundreds of thousands of jobs being lost right now.
It's good for the consumer as prices. I saw somewhere in Michigan the price of gas was 46 or 47 cents a gallon.
Yeah, they were having some kind of gas war going.
46 and California
cents a gallon?
Is
that's from 1970.
So that's great for us, but they're finding out the consumers really aren't. Maybe they're going out to eat a little bit more, but they're not really spending their freight again.
Well, you know, the thing, everybody, you know, you got the election coming up, you've got all these things going on, and, you know, and I've been reading these things like, you know, like most of California doesn't have $1,000 in the bank.
There's no savings. Right.
There's nothing like that. And yet,
because of inflation, they're not saying we have a high inflation, but when you go to the store and pay $5 for eggs, the prices
what is
are
that?
Very high.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay. It is. It's tough out there. This is why you need a financial advisor, though. Somebody that you do this all day long. You can talk about this. You know exactly what's happening as soon as the stock market's open, all the way to the end, and to do. And also with the beginning of the year, people can start preparing.
Right. I brought a little bit of a checklist to make sure that people are on track, not only worrying about their stocks going down, but there's other things to worry about. For example, have you checked your life insurance policies lately? There's times to make sure that you've put the right beneficiary on there. I was helping a client yesterday, and we were actually checking another area, her PERS, and we went online together, and she had her ex-husband as a beneficiary. There's reasons to check everything that you have or are a part of, because maybe things are out of date.
Yeah, and I think some people, you know, that can happen as, you know, as it goes on. You find out, that was wife, you know.
Number three.
or eight or something.
And
right.
It's also important to check your life insurance quality of the company, because it changes over time. Say you have a life insurance policy that's outdated and you've had it for 20 years or 15 years. It's a good idea to check what's available now, currently. Maybe there's a stronger company that you need to take a look at.
At a better cost.
Right, better cost. We can compare. You can bring your statement to my office, and we can take a peek.
Because you, as a financial advisor, you're looking at the whole enchilada here.
I have to look at everything.
Everything.
Even spending habits. Sorry, Carl. We have to look at everything.
Look at my spending habits all you want there. it won't take long. And then you review your need for long-term care insurance.
Right.
People are living a lot longer.
They are living a lot longer. It's not really prudent to wait till you're 65 to look at long-term care, because the premiums could be pretty high. But if you're 50 years old or so, and it's a good idea. If you don't have children that are going to take care of you, like mine would, you want to be able to...
Do they know that yet?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. You want to make sure that you have a plan for yourself. And long-term care costs, from what I see, $3,000 to up to $8,000 a month in costs for assisted care, depending on the menu of services that you need.
Oh,
so it's really good to evaluate your own situation and circumstances.
Okay. Let me see here. We have beneficiary designations. Now, you've got all types of numbers here.
There's IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, life insurance, annuities, pensions, and retirement plans that you should evaluate what you have done and who you have named as beneficiaries. They should be reviewed annually, and we forget that. We, sign up for our plan. Say I've been with my company almost 20 years. Well, I need to review my own beneficiaries and make sure they're up to date. We talked about that before. The other thing that we would like to talk about is reviewing your living trust, your power of attorneys, your health care directives, and wills. Many people wait to do this. Do you have a will?
Yes.
Carl? Good.
Yes. It's old.
It's old?
No, yeah. So, probably 6 or 7 years old.
So this is a good time to reevaluate who you've designated as your successor trustees, which is like beneficiaries, or the successor trustee is the person that is in charge of your affairs if something happens to you. Also, many people, when they have a trust done, which costs several thousand dollars, they forget to take that trust document and go to their bank's change their deed of trust from their house and update it to fit to that trust. I've had that happen where someone did not bring their trust to Wells Fargo Advisors, and they had a single name account. It didn't apply. That trust does not apply. So that account, single name account, had to go through probate. So it's a good
probate's
idea.
Probate's bad.
Well, it means you are stalled. You can't. Your assets have to be valued by the state and possibly
taxed.
You could
take a long time.
Taxed.
Right. Impossibly taxed.
Yes.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. I'm here with Susan Eastman, who is with Wells Fargo Advisors, and she's a financial advisor and is the first vice president of their investments side over there at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Mina Drive. We're talking about a checklist for you to get ready for this year, and I've got several other questions, too, I want to ask or I want to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Casino and Resort over there. Linda's going to be having a Valentine's Day event over there, big singing event there on February the 13th. It's a Saturday. It's not her regular, it's not a regular first Thursday of the month. She's going to do Valentine's Day. It's going to be a Saturday. She's got a big band coming in, and it's going to be a great, great, great time there. I mean, romance on the river at Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377. Say you want to get tickets for that, for Romance on the River on Valentine's Day weekend. There's all types of great things going on there, too. You can get packages where you spend the night, spa treatments, all of this stuff there at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back with Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top, or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, FLOT, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flood Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What is hip? Tell me. You think you know? What is hip? You're really hip. The past and the years are gone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 11 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 20th of January. 47 degrees out there, going up to 58 today. It's going to be a warm for 58 day. No rain. That's the big thing. Can go out and see what that sun looks like. Again, let all the water soak into the ground as we have more storms coming in for this weekend. This portion of the show is brought to you by a Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, not only does Espresso Joe's got great coffee, you can buy any type of, like coffee brewers there, and they have beans and teas that you can buy by the pound instead of the ounce. All of that at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's just simply outstanding. All of this at this veteran-owned store, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with Susan Eastman, who is a financial advisor and the vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive, and we're talking about getting ready for this year. And we're talking about reviewing your asset allocation.
In your retirement plan,
right.
It's always good to review your asset allocation, which means how your investments are structured. Do you have different sectors? Do you have the technology sector? Do you have oil sector? Do you have basically consumer staples, consumer discretion, those kind of things? And where are you stocks to bonds or fixed income? Because that's really important. And right now we're in a rocky time with the stock market. So you want to be able to understand why your investments may be going down. Some stocks are down farther than others, but it's good. I did a review of that with your financial advisor. The other thing to also check in your retirement plans is how much are you deferring, which means how much are you contributing. For 2016, the deferral maximum an employee can put in their plan is $18,000.
Oh.
Well, and if you're over 50, you get another catch-up provision, which is $6,000. So you could put in technically $24,000 of your income. Of course, you need to live, so you have to weigh out how that works in your budget. But that's a great...
So you can put $24,000 of your own money into it.
And it is a nice way to reduce your taxes because it's pre-tax money that you're putting over there.
Okay. So you can put in that much money.
I always give the rule of thumb that if you get a raise of some sort to increase your percentage so that you keep putting more money away for retirement,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't feel it as much.
Yeah,
don't
that's
wait
a good
till
idea.
You get. Don't wait for 3 months after your raise because you're already
spending the money.
Used to the money.
Yeah,
right.
Just take that then.
Right.
Okay. Now these are all check. These are on a checklist that you should have, and you've got this checklist, right? You'll give this to people.
I have. It's called a New Year checklist.
Yeah.
It's something everyone should just evaluate the first of the year.
It doesn't take that long to do it, and you can now. The next thing is that you want to have your mortgage or banking consultant review your mortgages, personal loans, and lines of credit.
Right, because interest rates have changed over the years. And really, the 30-year fixed rate right now at Wells Fargo is 4%. That's still fairly low. And if you hadn't refinanced all these past years, you should be able to review what your mortgage is. And it's 4%, and the 15-year fixed is 3.375%.
Can you do VAs? Or not?
I would have to have my mortgage consultant advise me.
Okay.
What I do is I have a contact and I have someone that wants to refinance. They come to my office and then we do a conference call.
Okay. I was just wondering. Okay. So if you've got personal loans and lines of credit, so you come in and say, okay, I've got a line of credit for this, or I'd like to. What do you think about consolidation?
If you have a purpose for that and you have high interest rates and you need to lower your interest rate and you can't pay it off, you should consolidate just to have the least interest rate possible so you can pay it off faster.
Okay. And what are those like? interest rates are kind of like.
I have the rate sheet, I think, here. Somewhere here. Let me see. I guess I didn't bring that.
Okay.
You can call me.
But are they like, you know, like 8%, 10%?
I would say
12%, 143%.
Between 7 to 8%.
Okay. That's what I've heard before.
Yeah.
So I didn't want, you know, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's
there.
Okay.
I was just wondering. Because it's coming out, you know, beginning of the year, and you got, everybody's got, you know, maybe loans or lines of credit mm-hmm. out or whatever it is that they could, if they can want to, that's something else, though, you can talk to them about.
Right.
Over
right.
there. Okay. Contact information. That's pretty important because things change so radically.
Right. I like to update contact information with my clients because emails change. Sometimes you just need to find out how someone likes to be contacted. Do they prefer the cell phone, the home phone, the business phone, or email? So it's always a good idea to update your information so we can reach you the fastest way possible.
A question here is can you still put that amount of money in, that $24,000, if you are retired? Can you still keep building?
That was, you have to have earned wages to contribute to your retirement plan. You have, like 401k, you have an employer. So you'd have to be working.
Okay.
And you can't put in, as far as IRA contribution, you can't make contribution unless you have earned wages.
Okay.
And you can't put in more than you make.
So what about other things, though? I mean, is there any other
you
way to kind of like...
a regular
like
investment
account. Say you've got investments, and mm-hmm. you know they're paying you $5,000 a month for your investment. How do you... I mean,
now, what do you mean they're paying you...
Well, I mean, say you've got an investment and it's, you know, paying 8% or something, and
mm-hmm.
that 8%
mm-hmm.
is... And you don't need all that money that's coming into you.
Well, you would just put money in a non-retirement account and build investments that way.
Okay. I'm not sure. You know, people that ask me that question when they're retired and say, what do I do with my extra money? I don't understand.
You can...
Because it's so far above me right then.
You can open a regular account.
Yeah.
And then you could do monthly contributions to a mutual fund. If you just want to add to $500 a month
okay.
to something, you can do a separate
But they, I think
investment.
They were looking for a way to shelter.
To shelter.
Yeah.
That's tough. They could call my office and we could talk about it.
What's your number?
243-7561.
Susan Eastman. Okay. So reviewing all your contact information. And then get down and update your accountant and CPA.
Right.
Information too.
It's tax season time, and you want to prepare for pulling together a lot of your tax documents. I always recommend pulling out your last year's tax return to recall what you had going on then and
mm-hmm.
make sure you're not missing any documents.
Okay. All right. Susan, all right, we've got like 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left. People that should, you know, we have the Dave Ramsey show on
oh.
our station.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Ramsey is so big on paying off all of your debts. You know, that's what you should do. Every dollar goes into paying off debts. And then once you get your debts paid off, then you can, you know, then your investment. But he talks about investing in homes, and he talks about, you know, people that, you know, are past a certain phase there about investments. What would you tell people now? When, you know, when, okay, I've got a job, it's a solid paycheck, you know, I'm coming in, I'm not, you know, how would, you know, do you help them get on a budget and to start planning for the future?
Right. Well, there's different age groups, as you know, 30 to
right.
40s, you're still acquiring, 40 to 50, you're going through possibly college expenses with your children. And then after 50, there's a point where you need to regroup and really look at your debt. And it is a good rule of thumb to be debt-free before you get retired. And also, it's nice to have your home paid for. Because when you get to the point of retirement, you might not be able to retire at 62 today. You might have to wait till 66. Some people are retiring at 70. So if you're debt-free, it sure helps your income to go farther.
And you can help with that one too, then.
I have a personal budget system that I can help with. I can help just discuss the overall plan. You can look, like we talked about, interest rates on debts, credit cards, how we can get from under this weight.
Mm-hmm.
And many people have already done that since the downturn of 08.
Right.
They realize it's so important not to be leveraged and have debt. So if that isn't the case today with many, we can still help find a plan that will get them on up and running towards their retirement years.
You know, there's a lot of people, like I said, all the statistics you see show that people don't have savings. They go from paycheck to paycheck, and they are leveraged like that. So call Susan Eastman at, you can go 243-7561, and she's over on Park Marina Drive. And talk to Susan about, you know, planning for this year. Maybe this is the year to get going on all this
and
stuff.
And organize yourself. Make sure your beneficiaries are up to date.
There you go.
And try not to worry about the stock market today. We'll get through it.
I don't worry about it at all. I don't. Yeah, that's kind of, I worry about camels more than I worry about the stock market, frankly, except for the, you know, what impact it has on our country.
And anyway, maybe the election.
And yeah. Well, election's going to have a big impact too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, when you come back again, we'll talk about this. Susan Eastman, she's our financial advisor here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Susan. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages with the sheriff. Let's take off.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Energy stocks leading to another sell-off on Wall Street as the price of oil continues to plunge. U.S. crude dropped 2% of its value to just under $28 a barrel in New York early today, dropping energy prices taken as a sign that the global economy is slowing down. That is raising some eyebrows and concerns at the World Economic Forum ongoing in Davos, Switzerland. It kicked off today, and John Danilovich of the International Chamber of Commerce says everybody's concerned about the same things.
China is weighing heavily on everyone's mind. The events of the first three weeks of this year have proven to be very disturbing and very unsettling.
Danilovich says high on the agenda, plunging oil prices and how they're connected to China's slowing economy. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer prices fell in December, and for 2015 overall, rose by the smallest amount in 7 years, reflecting a big drop in energy prices.
According to the Labor Department, consumer prices were down 0.1% after a flat November reading. For all of 2015, overall inflation was up only 0.7%. That was even smaller than the 0.8% increase in 2014.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 439 points. Amnesty International says Iraqi Kurdish forces are deliberately destroying Arab villages under their control. Dindar Zabari of the Kurdish Regional Government denies the claim.
There is a new strategy planned by KRG to destroy or distract any component villages.
Amnesty International says Kurdish forces have bulldozed, blown up, and burned down thousands of homes in Arab villages recaptured from ISIS. Meanwhile, the oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble. Compliments of ISIS, yet another victim of the Islamic State's relentless destruction of ancient cultural sites. The 1,400-year-old building had recently been used by U.S. troops serving in that part of Iraq. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg, another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
Violent crime rose across the country for the first 6 months of last year compared to the same period a year before. A look at the statistics from correspondent Rich Thomas.
FBI statistics show a 1.7% jump in the number of violent crimes reported by local law enforcement, with increases in murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. Burglary and arson crimes, however, dropped in the first 6 months of last year. Crime drew public attention last year as many major American cities reported spikes in the number of homicides in their communities.
That's Rich Thomason reporting on the campaign trail just weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum blasting the Obama administration for its dealings with Iran.
This is a country that treated our military in a despicable way against the Geneva Conventions. This is a country that fired missiles at a U.S. aircraft carrier.
In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Santorum calls the administration's foreign policy treasonous. Breaking news at townhall.com. The U.S. says former FBI agent Robert Levinson may no longer be in Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more details.
Levinson was not among the American prisoners released by Iran over the weekend. In fact, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's reason to believe Levinson may not be in Iran.
That's why we continue to press for information about his whereabouts.
Earnest says the Iranian government has assured the U.S. it will search for Levinson, who disappeared from an Iranian resort nearly 9 years ago. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And looking back to Wall Street, where the fall has been precipitous so far for stocks today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is struggling. It's down by 411 points. The Dow came off a 28-point gain, opening up at 16,016. Also, the other major indexes are struggling. The S&P 500 down right now by about 53 points. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 8:05 in the morning here on January the 20th, 2016. It's Hump Day. You missed it this morning when we played our little camel song. 6 after 8 here. It's phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, weather today is not going to be your usual weather report of wet.
Right. We get a little bit of break in the action today. It'll be cloudy at a high around 55, mostly cloudy tonight and through midday tomorrow. Then tomorrow evening, the clouds start moving back in and maybe up to an inch of rain as Thursday gives way for Friday. That pattern will be off and on for the rest of the week. Right now in Reading, we have about 50 degrees in this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I would have given more, but my internet just went out.
Shasta Gas Propane, all their customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business, as is Alliance Heating and Air. You heard what the temperatures are going to be, more cold, wet, rainy weather. Make sure that your heating system's working. Serving the North State for over 25 years, voted best in the North State, Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. We use Alliance Heating and Air. We're very, very happy with Martin and his people. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good morning, everybody. And it is January the 20th. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock here. You know, I saw where John Wayne is still rated up there in the top 5 male actors in the world. Can you believe that? You know,
I absolutely believe that.
John Wayne, he's been dead since what? In the 70s?
Early 80s.
Past,
yeah.
I'm not sure, but I mean, that's been a long time.
But classic icon movies.
Oh, you know, it's, you know, in fact, I understand that Sheriff Tom Basenko is, you've tried to copy that walk.
I don't know about that. But
kind of like that little pigeon-toed walk and kind of come walking in.
I have a few of his videos in my collection.
But that, you know, the fingers of your right, your gun hand kind of brushing against the grip of your Springfield. Or whatever you carry today.
I do carry a Springfield, yeah.
I'm sorry. It was kind of cool to see that, you know. And they just saw an interview with Bruce Dern. And they talked about it. This is probably one of the movie that he said that had the hugest impact was when he did The Cowboys with John Wayne. And he shot John Wayne. He killed John Wayne in this movie. The Cowboys. John Wayne played an older rancher whose sons mm-hmm. were dead, and then he had to move this herd, and all of his men quit because of the some gold strike or something. So he takes kids.
Right.
Remember that movie? And they pushed it through. Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce Dern had his gang of bad guys, and he was and at the end they get into a fist fight, and Wayne beats him, and then Dern shoots him in the back. Shoots him in the back, and then shoots him in his arms, legs, and Wayne wouldn't give up. He wouldn't, and he said people gasped, people would spit at him when they'd see him on the streets, except in Berkeley. In Berkeley, he was applauded, but it was. He said it was, it was quite the it was quite the movie. He said Wayne was really nice to him the whole time. And
there was only a few movies that he was killed in.
Yeah, but none in the later parts of his life except you know, except the last movie he did, the Shootist.
Yeah,
and that was his last movie.
Shootist, and then he was killed in Sands of Iwo Jima.
Right, fighting Seabees.
Yep, and then as you said in the Cowboys.
In the Cowboys, but an icon. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway. A lot of stuff going on. You want to start with guns, or do you want to start with?
We can start with guns, and of course, guns have been in the
news. New gun laws,
and there's new legislation pending right now in the state legislature, starting to ramp up for the winter session. Effective January 1, there was a change in California state law in which people with a concealed carry permit could no longer carry on school grounds. That changed beforehand. If you had a concealed carry permit, you could carry on school grounds. Then January 1, there was a new law that took effect. You can't carry on any schools, colleges, or universities. And then
Without permission.
Right? Without permission from the superintendent of schools, that's correct. And you can't carry live ammunition onto school grounds as well. And there's some little exceptions on how you can work around that. And then Anderson Union High School District, they took the lead and approved through their school board for concealed weapon carriers carry on Anderson Union High School District school grounds, which includes Anderson Union High School and West Valley High School.
Okay.
It was recently heard at the board of school board for Shasta Union High School District, which includes, of course, Shasta and Foothill High Schools. And so the board wanted to form a committee and study it a little bit more. Myself, mm-hmm. I spoke there, and there were a number of parents and a student that spoke there in favor of being able to have of people being able to carry on school grounds, because they could be the first responder that ends up engaging an active shooter to
render it
safe.
That first line of defense.
This law basically made our schools even softer targets.
They're already soft.
And all the main shootings that have occurred across the nations, like two at Fort Hood, the Navy Yard, they've had some at schools,
mm-hmm.
all of those have been gun-free zones.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, I talked to Mike Johnson, the chief down there mm-hmm. in Anderson. He says, no, we're not teaching them to be gunfighters and run to the sound of the guns or anything like this. What we're telling them is you lock the door, you have a gun, and then you are their first and maybe last line of defense.
That's
right,
exactly
there.
Right.
Not to chase down, and see, you know, but to protect your students. And they're having special training for those people.
Now, there's an excellent video out by Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. You can go to lasd.org, and it's called Run, Hide, Fight.
Right.
And they show where your percentages of survival go up if you can run away from the incident, if you're not armed or anything. Run away from the incident. If you can't run away, you hide. They talk about cover and concealment, two
mm-hmm.
different things.
Right.
And then also, if you get detected, you fight with whatever you have. It could be a fire extinguisher. It could be a shovel.
Anything you can have. Right.
Yes. An excellent video.
It is. And I applaud the school board. And I really like what the superintendent said. He says, I trust the SINCOL. To vet them out and to have the people trained, but they want to go on further. And if there's some others want to be trained, I know that some NFI has stepped up to say that they will train people for free.
Right.
And then, but just the concealed carry part. Anything else goes to then we'll go and then it's up to the sheriff after that.
And there's some great. CCW instructors, it's quite a process to get one. You have to fill out about a 30-page application. We check your background. You have to be of good moral character or moral turpitude before we issue. We have about 6,900 permits here in Shasta County. We're one of the highest issuing counties. And then
how many do we have now?
Around 6,900. We're just pushing 6,900.
Well,
we're going to break 7,000 this year for sure.
Hopefully in the next month.
We were, I think, the fourth highest issuing county in the state last year. Sacramento has about 8,000 permits, but they have over 1 million population. Fresno, mm-hmm. Kern are very high issuing. I'm trying to get the total state figures in from there.
If we, there's people on the line. We've got to take a quick break. Gary, if you just hang on, Gary, until after the break, you're going to be. We'll bring you right in. Also, we will, Bob has to reset the network here, and whatever that means. What, reboot everything?
Our internet is off.
Oh, okay. So, and we'll get all that done. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 14 minutes after 8 here on the 20th of January.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the...
Give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani began his business 7 years ago, and he and his wife have built a great, great gun business here. Whatever kind of gun you want, long gun, shotgun, pistol, he has them. He has a great selection of ammunition. He has all the shooting accessories that you could want, optics, rangefinders, anything you want for reloading, carrying, all of this, plus classes on concealed carry and hunter safety, all of this. Prides himself on customer safety. And you have to remember, he can match, give him a chance to match the prices of the big box stores that are run by people in New York. This is locally owned, locally operated, Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222. Customer service there is just outstanding. Okay, we had to reset all of our computers and everything, and now let's go to the phones. Gary, thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Sheriff Tom, for all that you've done for, on behalf of the gun owners and trying to keep us safe. I'm sure you had quite a bit of influence on the school boards to take the... a path they have decided to face the real world, unfortunately. My question to you, Tom, have you notified the state and the feds that Shasta County or your department is not complying with the ridiculous gun laws that are coming down the pike? Or was that rumor?
No, that's rumor. I did send a letter a few years ago to the vice president about gun legislation and gun laws, but if it becomes law, unless it's declared unconstitutional, I'm not above law. I do have to comply with it, but I have a voice. I've worked closely with gun organizations, and I've taken a number of sheriffs to the state capitol where we've discussed gun issues with the governor and governor's staff. I'm very outspoken at our meetings when we have either the governor or Senator Dianne Feinstein's staff at our sheriff's meetings, where I stand, and they are all very clear of that.
I was hoping that the Irish idea, it ain't going to happen here, would apply. But anyway, okay, thank you very much for all that you do, and take care. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Gary. Thanks, I appreciate it.
It says the surge of criminal background checks required of new gun purchasers have been so overwhelming and unrelenting in recent months that the FBI has been forced to temporarily halt the processing of thousands of appeals from prospective buyers whose firearm purchases have been denied because of the there's so many coming in.
Right, and that's nationwide. Gun sales and ownership are at an all-time high, but yet violent crime is at a low. And when you see statistics, please check on them. They talk about 30,000 violent gun deaths. Well, two-thirds of those are suicides, which shows the need for more mental health services.
Yeah.
And then that narrows down. And most of the incidents are occurring in states that have very high gun control laws, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., New York, even California. These gun control laws don't only impact the law-abiding citizen. Los Angeles made a ordinance to restrict magazines with more than 10 rounds, and it would require people to turn them in. How many's been turned in?
How many? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Well, maybe nobody had any.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Tom, I mean, if you've got, how can you have? Okay, can you have magazines that hold more than 10 rounds?
Absolutely. Those are legal now. If you already possess them, they're called pre-ban magazines.
And when was the pre-ban?
It was in the 90s.
So,
but you can't purchase them now. So you can't purchase them, trade them, give them away, et cetera. Or you can't go out of state and buy them and bring them back in.
Is there a way of dating magazines?
Most
carbon
of,
dating?
Not carbon dating, but some of the newer magazines do have the dates when they were manufactured, like they were made last month. They'll have 2016 on them or 2015, so you can tell that way.
It couldn't be just like that's like the expiration date on them?
Not expiration, because they're still good.
Okay.
Some of the other ones, there's Assembly Bill 1663 is a new piece of legislation. They want to expand the definition of what an assault weapon is and would include all semi-automatic centerfire rifles that have a detachable magazine. So you'd have your M1, M1A.
Doesn't have to have a pistol grip on it.
Doesn't have to have a pistol grip. A Remington 7400 or 742, that's a standard hunting rifle.
Yeah, I have had those.
But it has a detachable magazine.
Right.
So it's going to have huge impacts there for that classification. Of course, you're going to have to register them and law. And then AB 1674 is going to limit long gun purchases. This is here in California, if it goes through, to purchasing one per month. Right now it's on handguns. But then there was a court decision that said, hey, if you're already purchased one or you're a CCW carrier, the state, you should develop a way to where they don't have to go through a background check and a 10-day wait period every time.
Right.
The 10-day wait period isn't for backgrounding. It's for a cooling-off period.
Right. I understand that. But it's still here's what I don't understand is every time if I want to put – why the state needs to know if I'm putting another gun – on a concealed carry.
Right.
I mean, what difference does it make? This is the only state that does that, isn't it?
I can't say that it's the only state, but California requires that you have your guns listed on the permit, and then it goes into a database. Other states, you just have some have a permit, and then whatever gun you want to carry,
you carry.
That you carry. Some don't even require a permit. It's just that you can carry it. The one of the other ones is they're going to expand the bullet button, trying to outlaw that as well. That went through a few years ago. And then there's Lieutenant Newsom's... Lieutenant Governor
Lieutenant,
Newsom.
No, I think you had it right the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, when you say doing something about the bullet
button,
the bullet button, what's that mean?
They're going to try and ban it.
Ban the bullet button.
That was out again. And then guns that have it, they, of course, are going to want to register as an assault rifle as well. That would be a semi-automatic with a detachable magazine, even though it requires a tool.
Yeah.
An important thing that a lot of people don't realize...
Are they wanting to ban them, or just...
Yes.
So you have to...
Because it makes it an easier to detach the magazine.
Well, then, does that mean then you can no longer buy semi-automatic rifles with a magazine that you can take out of the magazine?
No, but you'd have to register that as an assault weapon if that becomes law. And, of course, a long ways to go there. Right now, there's 38 states that don't report all of their felonies to the federal system and or mental health issues. So that means 38 states aren't reporting or aren't reporting 80% of their felonies. So when a person goes to buy a gun, if they're a convicted felon and if it's not in the database, that person is able to buy a gun. So there has to be some changes on the way states report and mandate them, especially if people with felony convictions. We don't want to see felons with guns, although they do have them, but we don't want to make it easy for them to do that. And some of these other states need to tune that up. And that's what the federal government needs to do. They need to enforce the current laws that we have. We have more than enough laws. We don't need to make more than
law-abiding citizens. A felon can't have a gun. They can't have ammunition. There's all these things that felons can't do, yet we seem to be wanting to not enforce those laws and just add more onto it. I don't understand, you know, Gavin Newsom and, you know, having to register. Why would I or you or Bob, why should we have to go through a background check every time we buy ammo?
Right. In fact,
I mean, come
on. If that becomes law, if the voters vote that in, there will be a $50 fee to purchase ammo, and then you have to have a background check when you get ammunition.
A background check every time? Just have a card or something to say you had a background
check? Supposedly every time, because that could change if you become one, and then they want to be able to compare, well, Carl, you don't own any guns, and so why are you buying ammunition? Are you a straw purchaser? Or you don't own a certain type of gun that's registered. Why are you buying this ammunition for it?
Well, I can just see a lot of trips to Nevada.
Or
Oregon.
Because that would they're going to make that illegal that you can't import ammunition from out of state and you can't buy it over the Internet.
Wow. I can still see a lot of trips to Oregon and Nevada.
Right.
I mean, we see. Yeah, well,
here what they're doing is, what they're doing is making criminals out of otherwise law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you make enough laws, you're going to get, you know, you're going to criminalize all of us. And this is just the things they do. Like you said, how many people turned in their magazines? None. I mean, but if they catch you with one, then they can cite you. And so, now you're a lawbreaker.
And 29 sheriffs and other private individuals were suing the city of Los Angeles on that ordinance. I know that the county of Los Angeles is considering a similar ordinance for those magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. But you can be assured that myself and some of the other sheriffs are going to be staying up on those issues. And then more locally, we have, of course, our own issues. We're coming out on a break pretty soon. We'll talk about the Blueprint for Public Safety, some upgrades to our radio system for law enforcement, our records management upgrades, and more when we come back.
And an uptick in violence maybe here, some shootings we've had.
We've had some shootings recently, yeah.
All right. Okay, we're with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:29 here in the morning at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I want to live. I want to kill. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never hear that keep me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a heart.
In life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked gluten-free and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Talk about things that nobody cares.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabod, good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning, 47 degrees, going up to 58 today. It's going to be raining. It's going to be kind of sunshiny today. Nice day. Dry everything out. Get ready for the rest of the rain coming in tomorrow and Friday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. It is a veteran-owned business, and it is the best barbershop in town.
Carl, you're looking like you're...
I am so shaggy.
You're overdue again.
I know. I went down Monday, and they were closed. It was MLK.
Oh, the holiday, yeah.
I was surprised because I didn't know that people that worked in regular businesses would close on holidays. I thought it was just the feds and, you know, city and county. So then I'm going down today though because I am. I'm in the wind ruffles through my hair. But it's right down there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, another veteran owned business, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens. Across from the subway. I'm here with Reading Police Chief, Shasta County Sheriff. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. I don't know why I was thinking. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. And we're talking, now we're going to talk about the Blueprint for Safety.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Blueprint for Safety. It looks like when you read things in the paper that it was just a fistfight between the police and the law enforcement and this guy that wrote this thing.
Well,
have you seen this? I mean, obviously you know,
everything in the paper isn't true. I know. Well, don't fall off your chair. Or it isn't accurate.
Oh, no. Say it's not true. Yeah,
exactly.
You mean the Record Searchlight makes mistakes?
Yeah. The first blueprint came out as a draft. And as a draft, it's a work in progress. There's things that are going to need to be corrected. The when you talk to someone, they may misinterpret things. They may get some statistics wrong. And those things need to be changed. So we have to correct those things. And so... it's not uncommon. We went through, I want to say, three or four drafts of it before it was correct, especially even on my side. I had they were getting some things incorrect on some statistics and some locations in the jail and stuff. So it's just a matter of getting it through there and making sure you're putting out a good product.
How many people do you need, Tom? How many deputies do you need to that? Okay, there's the Tom would really like to have these many. Yeah, but this is what it would be reasonable.
Yeah, the blueprint did not deal with deputies on the street. It dealt with our correctional officers, the correctional deputies, and service officers. So we'd have to add about 6 to 8 service officers in the jail till we can get some monitoring on our levels and then add correctional deputies, and those are the men and women who work in the jail that do inmate movement and searches and bookings.
That's not an easy job.
It is not. It's a very difficult job. My hat's off to them.
Oh,
and so we'd have to hire some more there, and it's the inmates are a different type of inmate now. Since AB 109, which was prison realignment, you basically have a mini prison at the jail because people aren't going back to prison under AB 109, not all people. And so we have long-term inmates at the jail, some serving up to 9 years.
You've got 9 years at the jail?
One down in Los Angeles County,
I think is a 42, 43
year.
But in Shasta County, we have 9 years.
Yeah, that's the maximum. So, there's some sevens and eights.
At what point is the lawyer going to circle and say you don't
have
facilities?
They already
are. Facilities for 9 years.
Statewide, they are.
Okay.
And we ship some of those out of county. We spend over $500,000 a year shipping some of them out of county. None of the jails in California were designed for long-term incarceration like the prisons are.
That's the difference between a jail and a prison.
So it makes it difficult for inmate classification as well and getting everything they need. And the attorneys are circling the wagons around counties throughout the state and suing them for many of the same things that they sued the state on that brought about prison realignment.
And I know, too, is that you've got so much room, and you've got, you know, when I was going through the jail there on a tour, not because I'd been booked.
Glad you clarified
I'm
that.
I'm trying to clarify those things. Is the you had one prisoner say, you put anybody in here, I'll kill him. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to take you at your word at that, and I'm not going to put another prisoner in there with
you. So that makes it difficult for a classification officer.
So what are you going to do with him? So you just, you know.
Or you have somebody that has some mental health disorders, and we have to put them in a cell. And we do have some cells for the people that are violent, people that don't get along with others. There's what we call sometimes prison politics that goes in the housing unit. So there's a could be a person in charge, and if they don't like a person, they'll kick them out. And kick them out is usually a violent method that they end up getting assaulted, beaten, and then we have to move that classification around. So the blueprint said, hey, with this change of the inmate type that's going into the jails, you should have some more people in there to better supervise and care for their safety and for the safety of the officers. I agree 100% with it.
Yeah.
It's not a news flash for me. We need that. But then the infamous question, where does the money come from? And then they built the blueprint on several tiers. Tier zero is we can implement things that really don't cost us money, some changing some practices and looking at some things. And then tier one is if we spent $5 million for the three of us, fire, police, and sheriff in the jail, here's what you can do with $5 million. Here's what you can do with $10 million, $15 million, and $20 million. Well, I know that just, heck, I could, within the sheriff's office and in the jail, I could eat up $6 million of that $20 million or more just for housing needs and more staffing. I know the chief, and he said has said the same thing. He could eat up $6-plus million easily, or the fire department. So we have a lot of things going on. We'll be talking about the blueprint at our Merchants Crime Watch, which takes place today or tomorrow down on Hilltop Drive.
The other people they're saying is that, you know, they want three firemen per truck.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said that you need a third one before they can enter. I think before they can enter into something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how the way the fire staffing was, but it's
something, you know.
But that is
my question is this: is we spend a lot of money on the fire department. I mm-hmm. mean, if you look at a lot of overtime and all this, I mean, not that they don't deserve it because they're short, but 85% of the calls they run are not fires.
You have to be properly staffed if you have that fire. And so,
I understand but what I'm getting at, though, is if you could take 25% of those calls and give them to an ambulance service, mm-hmm. that means now you've got extra money because you've got, you know, money that's sitting there that when it runs, when they're running those engines, 25%, if you had 25% more, you know, they're not running, you'd have that money to be able to put into hiring more people.
Right.
Has anybody looked at just that? I mean, why should they have to run on almost all the cases out there?
Actually, that's been studied a couple of times. I did a news story on this a few years ago. And part of the problem is so many undefined calls come in, emergency other, that they'll roll one unit, and if they get there and discover they've got the wrong unit, now we're resetting the clock in a life-threatening situation.
So then you have, you know, I mean, but there's... You know, that could be, but if it's not life-threatening if you have EMTs in the ambulances that can do the same things as that the firemen
can do. Sometimes
they
have to roll to the traffic collisions if there's, you know, fluids, gas.
I understand that. I'm not saying all of them.
Right.
I'm saying if you can cut 10 to 15 to 20% of those runs out, you've gotten the money then to factor into hiring more firemen.
And so now what we're doing with
they're making you do that.
Right. What we're doing with the blueprint now is taking those tier zeros and saying, hey, what can we get implemented or what have we implemented during the process of the development of the blueprint and how we're looking at that. So we're all looking at that with Kurt Starman's on the committee, Larry Lees, mm-hmm. Supervisor Leonard Modi, myself, Chief Paletti, Fire Chief Jerry Gray, and the mayor is on there. And so we're looking at those as we're going through it so we can see if we can get some of those implemented. Of course, we still need more revenues, and the revenues aren't coming in as they need to, and that goes up to that $20 million. The blueprint does mention what we can do if there was some type of sales tax, and that's going to still be pretty tough to get it implemented, and that's coming up in a...
Well, it's going to happen. It's just figuring out how they're going to write this one up.
How it writes. If you write it one way, it requires 66 2/3 mm-hmm. percent, which is a very high mark to try and make.
Hard to do.
You make it another way, like the city of Anderson did, and that requires 50% plus one vote to get mm-hmm. to get implemented there. But we still do it, and then the governor's even talking about potentially another recession occurring, and it could be another dip, and that can definitely impact us. So we're just starting to see some recovery, a little bit slower here in the north state than the rest of the state. But if we hit another recession, that could definitely be very difficult.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ruth. How are you?
Sorry about that.
Is there a dog fight going on?
Sorry. My dogs are going nuts here. My question for the sheriff, and I'll make it really quick, but the CalPERS situation with Dave Jefferson, I just wanted to ask a question real quick. His understanding of CalPERS and if the state of Jefferson occurred, what his opinion of that would be. Thanks.
So are you referring to the unfunded liability?
Unfunded liability.
CalPERS has several billion dollars in that unfunded liability and how they pay for it. Don't know how all that's going to work out. It's been mentioned in the governor's proposed budget for 16-17. The state of Jefferson, don't know how that would impact it because they would have, if they ever get formed, they would have to have some type of retirement system. What would it look like? Don't know. So there's a lot of unknown variables with that.
We asked about that, the people that were already in CalPERS that decided to, once they've stopped working for the state. I mean, they said that they would honor any of the reciprocity, that if they've been working 15 years for the state and that they find some way to keep paying into the CalPERS form, but then it would be attrited out as new people are coming in. I think that's what he said, but I'm sure there's some guys listening or girls listening about that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Vasinko here with us. Now I'm not going to do it again. You know what? It's Wednesday, so I'm halfway through thinking about the rest of the week because you're the only one that's not somebody running for office. Was today,
I do that every day.
But you do that every day. That's true. Tomorrow we've got Doug Wright on.
Oh,
and who I think is going to make an announcement. It appears that he might be running for Congress here against Doug Amalfa. And then Friday we have Adam McElvain. Yesterday we had Duff Sundheim, who's running for Senate, and the Republican nominee for Senate or a boxer seat. And Monday we had Julie Winter on. So it's been
You're
a whole
busy
week
with, those running
well,
for office.
I think it's time we need to start asking questions, getting out there. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. What's the weather look like today and tomorrow and the next day there, Bet Bob?
Well, we should see some... Blah, blah, blah. Try that again. See?
Easy
some
for you
sunshine
to say. Easy for you to
over
say.
The next few days, and then we'll be back into the weather pattern with an inch of rain scheduled for late Thursday night and heading into the weekend. Then another couple of days of clearing, and then more rain slated for next week. So fill that lake.
There you go. Thanks a lot to Shasta Gas Propane for bringing us the weather reports every day. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business there. Gosh, what else? Four Winds Jewelry. If you haven't been down there lately, head on down there. They've got some new stuff down at Four Winds Jewelry. They always are bringing in new stuff down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Give them a call at 222-2750. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And they got new attitude, new people. I shouldn't say new attitude. The attitude is always good down there. All right. My computer just ran out of power. Can you believe that?
So you have to call Scotty? For some more power?
Yeah, Scotty. Scotty, beam me up some more power, Scotty. I've run the crystals to the very end. Hey, let's go to the phones. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Mike and Cindy McDonald, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
You got a question for the sheriff?
Good morning, Mac. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, listen, remember when you tried to pull over that stolen car back in November and they got away?
Yeah.
They the night after that, they stole my truck, and we found a credit card from that stolen vehicle in our truck, and I followed up with the lady who had her car stolen and with SO and CHP. Mm-hmm. Anything more I could do about that, sir?
Did you turn the credit card back into the investigating agency and let them know about that?
You bet.
It's probably stolen
from
somebody else, of course. But yeah, right. In fact, that night when we were investigating that stolen vehicle, there was another one that one of my officers found just about a half mile away. We saw a suspicious vehicle, and it wasn't related to that one. That turned out to be another rolling stolen.
That's the one you were chasing, right?
We chased it.
You chased one.
The guy and a passenger bailed out. Of course, you want the driver because that's the one who's committing the crime. Then the driver busted through a fence and then went cross country and can't take a car where he went. And then went down a dirt road and
if you're
abandoned
doing,
the vehicle.
Hey, if you're doing a ride-along, can you go on? Will they go on a hot pursuit with you in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just happens. If it's very dangerous, they'll have you stay in the car or something if there's a shooting or something. But yeah, you get what happens that night. It could be a pursuit or it could be a slower night.
It could be a slow night.
The worst thing about all that is when RPD found the truck in the back seat of Cindy and I's truck were diapers and used needles.
Yes. Oh man.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
But anyway, also the Sheriff's Department were very cooperative, and they did a great job. I just wish they'd find these guys, because obviously it's a little ring that they got going if they're stealing cars.
Well, there's a lot of different ones out there. Sometimes they steal a car, not justifying it, they steal a car just for transportation. They'll steal it in Anderson, drive it to Redding, and abandon it, and then steal another one.
Right.
And that's the importance of keeping your cars locked. Don't leave the keys in them. Don't hide the keys underneath the floor mat, all of those things. They
popped the ignition and they went around a locked gate at 4:40 in the morning.
Right.
Wow.
Sort of a meth head's Uber.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, thanks.
So thanks for calling in, Mac.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just talked to a lady that car stolen out of a garage, and I said, leave the keys in it? She goes, yes. I said, you know, a lot of people do that. They go into a garage, they close the garage door, think they're safe. And they're not, because criminals are following them. Pop in, get in there, pop open the garage door, go out.
It's actually pretty easy to open garage doors, and most garages have a side door, and you can defeat that. So it'd be good to even lock your car while it's inside of a locked garage.
Believe it or not, and that's true. And another one of our friends came home, ran in to take a shower, came running back out after she took her shower. Car's gone. Okay, so, a lot of shootings lately, it seems like.
There have been.
We go through this, like, was it last year, the year before? We had, like, five people killed in the space of, like, 2 weeks.
Right.
We've had a couple killed, but they were the shooter's been caught.
That one was in Anderson. There was a double homicide in Anderson, and the suspect has been arrested and evidently gave a confession to the the homicides. We had a shooting.
Drug-related at all, or do we know?
Don't know. I caught only part of the press conference that the chief of Anderson held, and he didn't release a lot there. And, of course, it's still an open case, and the person will be arraigned today.
Right.
The there was a shooting back in the summer that we had in Happy Valley and involving my officers. And then recently there was one at an apartment complex here in the city of Reading. We're still gathering the information on that case, and then we'll be submitting that case to the district attorney for his review.
Wasn't somebody else shot in the somebody in the butt?
Oh, yes. There was a
break-in or something?
Yeah, there was a break-in. Strong arm with that one, so we've seen some of those. You know, on some of the other things.
You're not moving fast enough. I'm going to shoot you in the butt.
So there was some other things in addition to the shootings. Here locally, we're working on upgrading our records management system with the police department, Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office. That's a huge project.
Are you all going to be able to talk to each other all the time then? Are you going to be able to pass information back?
We do that currently, but the current system is very antiquated.
Right.
It's probably 25, 30 years old. Just hard to get information out of it. But we do trade information between the agencies. And so this new upgrade, we're looking at narrowing it down to two companies, and it should be going out to an RFP here shortly and trying to get. But it's still going to be a several million-dollar project for all of our agencies.
Is this going to be able to take information that comes in from the state, the feds, and each other, and put it together and then get it out to all the agencies, or just local?
Well, it's going to be local, but, of course, that goes with our data that we gather for, like, crime stats or crime trends. So if there's something going on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock in the morning, then that can give us a better readout for deployment of personnel.
So be proactive instead of reactive.
Yes. So that's a major upgrade that all of us are involved in.
It would be nice to be able to push down all the information as it's coming through in almost near real time down to your officers in
that's
the computer.
That's pretty close to what it should be doing.
Okay. And it would be good, too, if you had it some kind of a fusion center where the information that comes in, that you've got an analyst there and that can be watching the stuff as it's coming in from different agents and with pushing photos and everything else like that.
Right. You know, when you say fusion center, for those that don't know, that's people, not necessarily officers, that can crunch the data and the stats.
Don't have to be officers. They're looking at their analyst.
Yeah, and looking at the crime trends, events, and what's going on.
Right.
Nationally, we have a fusion center and Joint Terrorism Task Force that's down in Sacramento that feeds information to us on the federal and state level.
JTF 6. Down there would be JTF 3.
Right.
Now, Tom, where are you going to put the drones?
no drones. Anderson has their own little drone that they're working on.
Do you foresee drones here?
Eventually.
Wouldn't
probably
you like,
will.
Wouldn't you like to have
I know
like that?
Alameda County Sheriff's Office incorporates them and some of the others.
Yeah.
And there are some restrictions on them. You just have to operate within the law. It's no different than when we started using aircraft years ago.
We had a show on the other day, Vertical Ascent, that these guys do drones right here in town. It's a startup.
Of course, Alameda County has an 80-foot sheriff's boat, too.
They have, and they
water ski. The whole force can water ski
behind. Literally hundreds of millions of dollars budget. We got a caller. We're getting down to the last few minutes.
We are. Jim. We got it like 30 seconds, Jim. Give it to us.
Yeah. Hey, I think I heard on the radio that the guy that killed those people down in Anderson just got released from prison. And shouldn't the the state be held somewhat responsible for releasing somebody like that?
Well, they served their time, Jim. He was released January 6th, actually from the jail for serving a 120-day sentence. And after they served their sentences, we can't keep them longer. Same thing.
Oh, you had him too then.
We had him too, but then he served a 120-day sentence for violation of probation and some other things.
You got
to
turn
then,
him loose.
And then we have
Kick
to turn him loose.
Right.
But it makes it difficult.
Didn't you guys know this guy?
I mean, he's known to law enforcement, so it's not his first rodeo, as we say. But AB 109 caused an uptick in crime, big impact on cities and counties, and so did Prop 47 when they reduced felonies to misdemeanors.
Yeah.
With the rain that we're seeing, we're just getting down to the last couple of minutes. We're seeing a lot of rain. Make sure that you don't drive across flooded roads. Drive carefully. There are sandbag locations throughout the county. Most of them at fire departments. They're posted on our website. It's in the paper and some different places on our Facebook pages to where if you have some localized flooding, you can get some sandbags to help out so maybe the water doesn't come into your garage or somewhere. But the big thing is to be prepared. Drive carefully, and then maybe when the rain subsides in the spring is to make some improvements to where you don't have it. I know a person down in the Bay Area that had to invest several thousand dollars to where the water would get pumped out of her landscaping to where it wouldn't flood into the house.
Wow. Sheriff Tom Besinkle, thank you so much, Tom.
Always enjoy coming in.
You know, there's still more stuff to cover, too. I'm glad to see. I'm really happy to see is that all of our law enforcement agencies here. I know Highway Patrol, Anderson, Redding, and you all, Shasta Lake, operate together.
We do. We have to because we're all small agencies. We're limited on our staffing up here, so it is a partnership. Thanks for having me this month.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow Doug Wright's on. What's he going to talk about? Could be running for Congress. We'll find out tomorrow. Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following a one-day respite, Wall Street has resumed its dizzying decline. The key averages are off sharply. The Dow is down more than 450 points. U.S. stocks are going in the same direction as the price of energy and Asian markets. John Danilovich heads the International Chamber of Commerce.
China is weighing heavily on everyone's mind. The events of the first three weeks of this year, have proven to be very disturbing and very unsettling. The way forward is not exactly clear.
He's among the business and world leaders attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The Iranian foreign minister is there as well, Mohammad Javad Zarif, railing against the U.S. for imposing new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile tests.
I think that's an example of the need for the United States to break away from its addiction to pressure and coercion.
The oldest Christian monastery in Iran.